with going up against Josh, how does that do you guys try to figure out what they're going to do in advance as far as what he might do against Devontae or Jordy, or do you just kind of wait till after the first series is over and figure it out from there?
Yeah, I mean, I think as much as anything, you know that someone's going to face him, so we keep it general in our room as far as how, you know, an approach of how you want to attack somebody, but as far as whether he's going to follow somebody or stay on a side, yeah, I think that's, you know, there's no way to plan for that particularly. But then if he's going to follow somebody, then you're going to expect a lot more man. So then, you know, I mean, we're obviously expecting and preparing for man, too. I mean, it's something that we've seen a lot of in the last few weeks. So, but as far as predicting or trying to say who he's going to go against, nah, that's, I mean, we'll find out pretty quickly on Sunday.
What's your thoughts on the way that Trevor Davis has come along? Had you thought at this point maybe he would have been a little bit more of a deep threat before you, or had hit some of those plays, or where do you think he's?
You know, I didn't have a particular expectation. As much as anything, I've really enjoyed to see him grow. You know, in our offense, I know he's not getting as many opportunities maybe as the other guys, but I think he's definitely improving every single day. You can see the maturity and the growth of actually knowing what the heck's going on around him now. You know, so I'm excited for his future. I really am. I think he's a guy who has a lot of talent, and we just got to get him to, you know, he's doing a good job in practice, and now we got to carry it over to the game field too. And then every day in practice, he's got to get a little bit better at his fundamentals and his game awareness and his instincts, and then I think all that stuff will start to show up on Sundays.
How much does that hamstring injury bother Randall, do you think?
Well, I mean, it definitely did a few weeks ago, for sure. I think he's starting to get on the other side of that thing, but he's as tough as they come. There's nobody tougher in this business than that guy. And so I don't think anybody in the building will see him holding his hamstring or limping around or anything like that. So he's definitely as tough as they come.
So it's kind of... I'm just looking at numbers. You know, 6 catches for 45 yards the last couple of games. That's unlike him production-wise, as far as just, even just the yards per catch. You think that's...
Well, sure, yeah. I mean,
as far as yakking all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's part of that is, though, I mean, the two other guys have had pretty good production the last couple of weeks, too. So I think, is, you know, as much as anything, we have a play called. Aaron does his job and, you know, getting the ball distributed where it's supposed to, depending on the look that we're presented. Some weeks that's Randall. Some weeks that, you know, a couple weeks ago in Chicago, I think he had a bunch of catches. Some weeks it's Devontae. Some weeks it's Jordy or maybe in someone else. So I think it's a little bit more about how the game flows. But he's definitely somebody that we need to and we want to feature. There's no question about that.